Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest joining us is former senator, state senator for the great state of Colorado, Mr. Ted Harvey. Ted, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Always my pleasure. Well, gosh, there are so many topics to talk about. This is one that I found kind of disturbing. Obviously, it's not done. It's going to be fought against again. But here we have in Texas, we had that abortion bill that was passed saying that the heartbeat bill. So after 6 weeks, you cannot kill a child after 6 weeks. And a judge, and it's being identified as a judge that was appointed by Obama, Judge Robert Pittman, U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman, has decided that it was a bad thing. He says, from the moment SB 8 went into effect, women have been unlawfully prevented from exercising control over their lives in ways that are protected by the Constitution. That other courts may find a way to avoid this conclusion is theirs to decide. This court will not sanction one more day of this offensive deprivation of such an important right. So the right of this baby to live once the heart starts is subjugated by the right of the woman, who is the one who chose, generally speaking, to participate in the act that brought about that life to begin with. Ted, this is not an issue of a woman's right. You can do what you want, but you have to be a grown up and understand that if you're going to have sex, then there is the possibility that you're going to get pregnant. And if that is the case, killing the result of that is not acceptable. And it doesn't say that you can't do something within the first 6 weeks. Those of us that are on the pro-life side would hope that, you know, we would make better moral decisions all the way down the road. But Ted, such such is certainly not the case of our education system.
Well, I think this and the Mississippi case are two of the most important cases that are going to make their way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And praise God for the fact that he went before us and put President Trump in office to appoint some solid pro-life jurists. And hopefully they will rule that a fetus has the same inalienable rights as any other living American, and they will rule that this law can stand. This has been an issue that I've been fighting for 30 years, and done everything that I can to get us to a point where we have a Republican president, a Republican Senate that will approve, will appoint and vote for these kind of jurists. And this is what I've been fighting for all these years, and a lot of millions of other pro-life activists around the country. And hopefully this case will get up to the Supreme Court and we will have a ruling here soon.
Well, and you know, Texas did something interesting from a legal perspective, because instead of having this be something where you know, where there is a criminal attachment to it, they opened it up for civil litigation, so that the provider of the abortion would then be sued by someone who has knowledge of the event having taken place, and that there would be fiscal damages that are associated with it. And there are a lot of doctors that are out there that are that were a part of this that are saying, nah, I don't think I'm going to try that, because they don't want to have that problem. The misnomer is that now, oh, well, now there's no ability for these facilities to provide, you know, care for women. Well, there are still the ability to do cervical exams. There's still the ability to do the breast exams for cancer. So those things that they claim, these are what a lot of those advocates say, well, this is what they're really about. Well, nobody's saying that any of those things have to be stopped. All that's being said is that, you know, after 6 weeks, after there's a life and the heart has started, you can't kill another living human being. And it would seem to me, Ted, to be a pretty reasonable thought process. Let's change gears for a second. What are some of the biggest policy things? Obviously, this is very important, but what are some of the other policy issues that that you have your eye on, and what's the latest that you're seeing? I'm going to be doing a big thing on the CCP this next Friday. I had Nan Su on talking about their 30-year plan to basically separate themselves from any need to rely on the West economically. But share with me your thoughts, brother.
Gosh, it's a huge list, right? A lot of your listeners are down in Texas, and they see firsthand what's happening on our southern border, that we are being invaded. And the commander-in-chief, whose number one responsibility is to protect the sovereign borders of our country, is doing absolutely nothing. If anything, he's encouraging it and supporting it, and is complicit in all of the criminal activity that's taking place on our border. I think if you look at the polls, the Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday showed that he has something close to like 28% approval on the way that he is handling the border issue. This is a huge, huge issue in our country. And the media is totally covering it up, whitewashing it, whatever you want to say, and not covering it. That is a huge issue. I think what is continuing to unfold in Afghanistan, the media is completely blacked that out. They're not doing anything about what's going on in Afghanistan. We still have hundreds, if not thousands, of civil servants still on the ground, American NGOs still on the ground that were abandoned, that were deserted by this administration, and the complete failure of the director of the National Intelligence Agency and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to roll out a plan that would get them out, get the American civil servants off the ground first before they pulled the military out. You know, I could just go on and on and on and on. Every item that is the responsibility of this administration has been an abject failure. And I think it's going to reflect in the polls, but also in the next election in next November. And couldn't happen sooner. We need to take back our country.
It's critically important that we take back our nation. I mean, I can't think of a more significant challenge than the one that we're seeing with this administration and the policies that they are putting in place, and they keep pushing the envelope further. This situation now of them going after parents who show up at school board meetings and voice their disapproval over CRT, but that's only one issue that I think a parent who has a child in public schools has to be concerned about. The pressure to put these children in a indoctrination camp that says that communism is good and America is bad, the immorality, right, the sexual perversion, the comprehensive sex education programs that are being pushed on children across this country, questioning their gender, questioning and showing them how to have perverted forms of sex now down to a incredibly young age, and in some instances as low as kindergarten. This isn't hyperbole. These are realities, and there are stories about these things that are happening that are true, that are happening all over the country. Ted, this is a fight for the next generation to defend our kids.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's a fight for the survival of Western civilization. America is the last best hope for mankind, and if we let this one slip away, then sayonara to Western civilization. And that's why you see parents rising up all across the country and going to school board meetings. But it's also why you see this administration weaponizing the federal police agency, the FBI, to go to try to chill these parents from going and speaking their minds and telling their elected officials, their employees that work for them, what their opinion is. And the last thing the left wants is for the American people to rise up and realize the power that they have in a republic, a representative form of government, to throw these bums out of office if they're not representing us. Too often, for the last 60 years, Republican voters just vote on November of every 2 years, and they don't realize they don't get involved in between and put pressure on the politicians. Now you see activist conservative voters rising up, putting pressure on politicians, not only at the school board level, but at the legislative level. And the left is freaking out because they've never had to deal with this before. They've been able to have a free ride in pushing their agenda without any pushback. And now they're getting pushback and they're freaking out.
Now, you know, let me bring you some good news, folks, because there is some very good news that is out there. CBN.com, CBN News, CBN, has an article up, A Tidal Wave of Christianity. And they are, you know, bringing to light the fact that Christianity is on the growth, and in particular, Pentecostalism. The modern Pentecostal movement begins at the start of the 20th century, and it has jumped in numbers in Africa, as an example. In 1900, at the turn of that century, there were 10 million Christians in Africa, representing about 10% of the population. Today, there are 360 million Christians, representing just under half the population. So while we're concerned about Christian persecution and areas of it, and Africa is a place where there is a lot of that going on, especially in Nigeria, there's also a very strong fact, and that is that Christianity, and in particular, Pentecostal spirit-filled Christianity, is growing in mass numbers, and the estimates are that the world as a whole, over the next 20 to 30 years, we're going to be looking at as many as a billion Christians. So the great revival that's been, you know, predicted in Scripture is actually taking place. And I can tell you from my own experience in India, we've planted 500 churches in the last just over 2 years in India. 500 churches just in the state of Punjab. So, you know, we're sharing the message of the good news, and people are hungry to hear that message. And Ted, so it's growing.
Praise the Lord. Scripture says he will come back to a glorified church, and you have billions of people coming to the Lord. I don't know what else you would call it other than a glorified church. And we need to be just as aggressive here in the United States of getting the gospel out as we are in other countries. It's sad to see the church here in the United States not being as aggressive as we are around the world. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, and, you know, other parts of the world, you know, according to the article and according to the studies that were done to present the facts that are brought here, other parts of the world, Africa is an example. In China, where there are now as many as 80 million Christians, you know, these particular parts of the world are not having an issue with the concept of true biblical Christianity. They don't have an issue with that. They don't have an issue with whether or not to accept homosexuality. They don't have an issue with whether or not to stand against or march against abortion. They don't have an issue with understanding the absolute authority of Scripture, who God is, the sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who died for our sins. They don't have issues with those things. And because they don't have issues with it, because the Scriptures are preached truthfully and boldly, they are seeing revival take place in their nations. And it would sure be nice to see that happening here in America. Back with more coming up right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Ted Harvey. StopJoe.com is where you can find Ted. StopJoe.com, Pokem China Joe. Talk to me, what are your thoughts with regards to the Department of Justice now making a decision to come after, you know, a parent's right to have involvement with regards to their child in school?
I think that they're afraid. I think they're scared. They aren't used to this. They aren't used to Americans rising up and getting involved in the civil society in which they live in. They're used to, especially Christians, just sitting in the pews and not being involved in the fight. And now you're seeing, I call them palms, pissed off moms, going to the school board meetings and holding politicians accountable. And the Biden administration and the left is freaking out. They've never seen that before. And, you know, that's one of the things I want to talk about today on your show is that there is hope. You know,
yes.
Everybody's looking at all of the terrible things that are going on with the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and the CRT and all of that stuff. But I say that God placed a group of men together that were the greatest minds in the history of mankind to be at the same place at the same time in the history of the universe to put together a document called the Constitution that gave us a representative form of government that disperses power not only among the judicial branch and the legislative branch and the executive branch, but also among the federal government, the state government, and the local government. So that no one entity, like the President of the United States, would have so much power that they would be untouchable. And what you are seeing on the ground right now is the governed, the citizens of this country rising up and pushing back. And you're seeing that at school board levels, but you're also seeing that with governors around the country, like DeSantis in Florida, that are rising up and telling the executive branch, telling the federal government, no, we will not comply. And that is what is so brilliant about the way our country was founded, that we have the ability to rise up and tell our elected officials, no, we will not comply. And you look at other countries, like what's going on in Australia, which is horrific. They don't have the kind of system of government that we do here. They have a parliamentary form of government where once a party takes control, they take control of everything. And the citizens don't have the ability to tell their elected officials what to do and where to go. And we have hope here in the United States, not only to save our country, but to save the world. and to push back against this elitist globalist effort to take over our lives at the most minute level. And God bless these moms and dads that are rising up to push back, because this is what's going to save our country and save the world.
Well, and I just want to encourage moms and dads, don't back down. Stand your ground and make your voices heard. And there are also cases around the country where parents are saying enough is enough, and they're pulling their kids out of public schools. And I want to encourage you as well that you have that option. You have the ability to be able to take your child out. There are parents that are coming together, and in some states they're hiring a private teacher to come in and teach their kids at home. There are creative ways to educate your child.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.